See how, when you shoot, it's going to recoil? See how you're real stable? That's what you want.
Almost 2 years after the British left, and American soldiers are back in Helmand.
All right, let's try that again, guys.
500 US troops returned at the start of this year, doing much the same as the British did before them, sometimes training the very same soldiers. So what went wrong? General Andrew Rowling is the US commander in Helmand.
I honestly can't speak how they left in 2014. I would suspect, though, that people thought they were on the right track. And then they kind of, for a million different reasons, things just didn't go in the direction they had hoped to. And so we've had to help prop it back up over the last year. But if we didn't have the British and the Marine involvement over here in Helmand, we'd have been starting from zero. I think they made decisions based on where they thought the elements were the strongest.
But they were wrong.
I think that potentially.
These passing out parades would have been a familiar sight to the British who left Helmand just under 2 years ago. But the army the British left has largely disappeared, with mass desertions and casualties, forcing the Americans to return to rebuild the Afghan army. At the end of last year, it was down to one-third of its strength. There were even fears the whole of Helmand would fall. A US intelligence officer, who we cannot name, says this year the situation's improved, but it still sounds remarkably similar to when the British and US Marines were here.
I think that the Taliban have the most influence in some areas like Sangin, Musakala, Marja, kind of the same areas that they've had more influence throughout the whole course of our time in Helmand. I don't think you can talk about Helmand without talking about the poppy harvest as one of the main provinces for producing poppy.
There's a limit to what you can do here. Are you trying to tackle a poppy harvest, or was that eradication of poppy just pointless?
I don't know that it's pointless, but I know that we are not making any steps or strides to eradicating it.
When David Cameron announced the withdrawal of UK forces, he said it was mission accomplished. But that's not the view of the newly installed governor of Helmand, Hayatullah Hayat.
Well, I think this is not a simple mission to be accomplished soon. And I think we definitely need the support of the international community to combat the terrorism.
So you think the British left too early?
I think so. The whole international community left a bit earlier.
Fire!
At night, the US troops fire illumination rounds to ensure their base is secure. They now occupy a tiny corner of the old Camp Bastion, which is now a ghost town. Britain's not turned its back on Afghanistan. There are still 500 UK troops in Kabul. But in Helmand, it's been left to the Americans to complete the mission.
Fire! Rounds complete!